Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so thankful to Jesus.
Nashukuru sana Yesu.
He is very faithful.
Amekuwa mwaminifu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In September of 2009,
katika mwezi wa tisa, mwaka wa 2009,
I met Pastor Jim in person for the first time.
Na romo kwa Pastor Jim one kwa one.
And it took at least 6 years from that point of he and I learning to know each other, walking with each other, and just developing a close friendship and relationship before he invited me to speak behind his pulpit. As far as man was concerned, I was qualified. I was a Bible school graduate. I left Bible school and went straight into ministry. I served at the bottom and worked my way up. I even had a church that I pioneered. And yet, 6 years of him knowing me. When he asked me to speak behind his pulpit, I knew it was the right time. And for me, I realized that he had confidence that I would speak the truth. And I knew that I could also trust him. Because he's not concerned about protecting feelings. But he cares about what God wants. And he puts the Lord first. And he put his sheep first. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first time I preached in his church, I was very nervous. Very, very nervous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, what have we learned so far? We must be born again.
Lazima tuzaliwe upya.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've learned that that which is born of flesh is flesh.
Tulipata kwamba kilichozaliwa na mwili ni mwili.
And that every single person born into the world
ya kwamba kila mtu aliyezaliwa duniani
is born of flesh.
Amezaliwa kwa kimwili.
Is there anyone in this room who did not have a mother? Anyone in this room who suddenly appeared on the ground? We're all born of flesh. And we all have this one thing in common, whether American, Canadian, or Kenyan, we all need Jesus. We must all be born again. We learn that everyone born in the earth is born spiritually dead. And that spiritual death produces a death nature.
Na ile kifo ya kiroho inatoa, inaleta kufa kwa kiroho.
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4,
Ewa Efeso ario kariangwen,
we saw that by that nature, because of that thing that was in us, we did all sorts of evil and wicked things. That evil nature fueled it.
Ah,
Jesus, we needed you. We also learned that the purpose of the law was to reveal our need for a Savior. And to reveal to us the death nature. And Paul said in Galatians chapter 3 verse 21, that there is no law by which life might be obtained.
Ya kwamba hakuna sheria ambayo italeta uhai.
Even if a person from birth to grave,
hata ikiwa mtu kuzaliwa mpaka kifo chake,
never sinned.
Sio kwamba jaona,
kept the law perfectly.
Yani apane atimize sheria kikamilifu.
They would still need to be born again.
Bado atahitaji kuzaliwa upya.
So we've learned that we were created in the image of God. But when Adam sinned, death came. And through Adam, death came to all. That sin nature came to all. So we understand how that death nature happens. And we understand that we must be born again. And we understand that when we're born again, that nature changes on the inside of us. And today we're going to learn how we receive that life. We do understand that it is by faith. Faith in the name of Jesus. But the Bible also tells us how it happened. How did that life come to us? And we're going to start in Romans 5 today. Romans chapter 5, verse 10.
Yorumi abich kare apar.
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
Kwa maana ikiwa tulipokuwa adui, tulipatanishwa na Mungu kwa mauti ya mwana wake.
We see here Paul is saying that while we were enemies, through the death of Jesus, we were reconciled to Him.
Paul anasema kwamba ingawa pale tulikuwa adui na yeye, kwa kupita kifo damu ya Yesu Kristo tulipatanishwa na Mungu.
And what he's talking about there is that his death on the cross was a propitiation for our sins.
Inatokea kwamba kifo chake msalabani ililipa dhambi yetu.
That death paid the penalty.
Yani hiyo kifo chake ililipa deni ya dhambi yetu.
And through that death of Jesus, we were forgiven.
Na kupitia kile kifo cha Yesu tulisamehewa.
And so the death of Jesus Christ is very, very important.
Sasa ile kifo chake Yesu Kristo ni cha muhimu zaidi.
Because sin always has a consequence.
Kwa sababu dhambi kila mara ina
consequence.
Ina matokeo.
Sin does not evaporate, doesn't go away. And there will be a price to pay, a penalty to pay every time. And we know from Genesis that the penalty of sin was spiritual death. So by going to the cross, Jesus paid the penalty. And He made it possible for us to have relationship with the Father again. But Jesus did not stay in the grave. He couldn't stay in the grave. Because we needed far more than just forgiveness. If forgiveness was all that was necessary, then God would have just done that in the garden. The moment Adam and Eve sinned, He would have forgiven them and things would have carried on. But you remember when Father came into the garden, after Adam and Eve had sinned, and He was looking for them. And He said, "Where are you?" Do you think God doesn't know where Adam is? He's omniscient. He knows everything. And yet He cannot find Adam. Of course not.
Mm-mm.
It's because Adam had changed. Adam had changed. Where's my son? Adam, where are you? Adam had changed completely. Forgiveness wasn't sufficient. Adam was now spiritually dead. He no longer bore the image of God. And God loves us so much that He cannot allow that to continue like that. So Jesus couldn't stay in the grave. It wasn't enough to pay the penalty. Romans 5:10. If we were reconciled by the death of Jesus, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse
21.
For He has made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Jesus took our sin.
Yesu alichukua dhambi zetu.
He who knew no sin,
ye ambaye hakujua dhambi,
became sin. He who was perfect and beautiful and wonderful became corrupt and disgusting and vile. He did that so that we might be made alive. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Many people think that now that I'm born again, that I have the righteousness of God in name only, in word only. In word only. That I'm not really righteous. How could I be righteous? I know the thoughts that I have. If you knew the thoughts that I had, you might be surprised. How can I be righteous? The very righteousness of God. And so people have taught that when Father God looks down upon us, He must look at us through the blood of Jesus. Like He has glasses that have been colored in the blood of Jesus. So that when He looks upon Ale, He says, "Ah, there's my son, he's righteous."
Amen.
And then he has an itch, so he takes his glasses off. Itches his eye. Forgets to put his glasses back on. And looks at Alain.
Oh!
Who is this disgusting? It's not true. That's not what the Bible says. That's not what is written right here in our Bibles. Jesus was made sin so that I become righteous. The very righteousness of God. If I continue to believe that I am just a sinner saved by grace, that my identity is as a sinner, then I will never exceed that. I will make excuses for my sin. I can't help myself. After all, I am a sinner. How much effort do sinners make to stop sinning? Our identity is in Jesus. I am the righteousness of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Asante, Yesu.
Turn back with me to Romans chapter 5.
Wadoka,
in verse 6, For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Kwa maana hapo tulipokuwa hatuna nguvu, wakati ulipotimia, Kristo alikufa kwa ajili ya waovu. Kwa kuwa ni shida mtu kufa kwa ajili ya mtu mwenye haki, lakini yawezekana mtu kudhubutu kufa kwa ajili ya mtu aliye mwema. Basi Mungu aonyesha upendo lake yeye mwenyewe kwetu sisi, kwa kuwa Kristo alikufa kwa ajili yetu tulipokuwa tungali wenye dhambi.
When we were yet without strength.
Can you put one wonge kwa teko?
He died for us.
No fun one.
And you know, we did learn that there was no law given by which life might be obtained. But we also learned that even if we wanted to, we couldn't keep the law. We learned that it only took one failure to keep the law. How many times did Adam sin before death came to him? Just the one time. So we had no ability in and of ourselves to make a change to what had happened to us. And while we were in that state, Jesus died for us. While we were still sinners doing vile things and offending God. And the amazing thing about Jesus is that he died for everybody. See, we have a God who can see all of time all at once. And he knew that you'd be sitting here today. He knew that you would say yes to him. That you would put your faith in his name. He died for you. But he also died for all the people out there who shake their fists at him. Who shake their fists at him. Who hate him. Who curse him. He died for them as well. That's love.
One day.
In order for Jesus to do this, in order for him to take our place, to be able to take sin for us, he had to be a man. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2 for a moment. Philippians
2:5.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Iwe ni nania hiyo ndani yenu ambayo ilikuwa pia ndani ya Kristo Yesu.
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Ambaye yeye mwanzo alikuwa yuna namna ya Mungu. Naye hakuona kule kuwa sawa na Mungu.
But made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
Bali alifanya kuwa hana utukufu, akatua namna ya mtumwa, akawa ana mfano wa mwanadamu.
Jesus was God.
Yesu alikuwa Mungu.
John 1:1.
Yohana moja moja.
In the beginning was the Word.
Mwanzo kulikuwa kuna neno.
The Word was with God.
Na neno lilikuwa na Mungu.
The Word was God.
Na neno likawa Mungu.
Jesus, God.
Yesu, Mungu.
Just as much God as the Father.
Mana kaka nyasaye eruoro.
Not diminished or less. God.
Nyasaye.
And yet we see here that he became as a man. In verse 6, being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be compare it to God. Thought it not robbery to be considered equal to God. And what that means is, if Alain were to say, I'm equal to God, God would have to diminish himself to be my equal. But when Jesus said, I am equal to God, God was none diminished. He was not robbed. So Jesus, being fully God, became a man. And it says here that he made himself of no reputation, which means what he did is, while he was here as a man, he gave up what it meant to be a God. Sorry, to be God, not a God. He gave up being deity. He did not stop being deity, but he stopped being like God, if that makes sense. And the point I'm trying to make is this, is that what we see Jesus doing and being like and living in the four Gospels, he did it as a man. Not just any man. A man in whom there was life. Jesus is our example. He is the one that we are supposed to pattern our lives after. People might say, well, I can't be like Jesus, he's God. But the Son of Man walked on the earth as a man. A man in whom was life. Turn back with me to Romans 5. Jesus had to be a man to take our penalty. In Romans 5:14, we saw that death came to all men through Adam's transgression. We see that through man came death. And so through man, life must also come. In the beginning, when God created the world, and he created man and woman, and he placed them on the world in the garden, he gave to them all authority in this world. Our God is not a thief. Our God is not a usurper. The Bible says there's no shadow of turning in him. No shadow of turning. When he said, I give you authority, he meant it. So the life had to come through a man. But there was a problem. There was no man capable of doing it. Every man born into the world, every woman born into the world, spiritually dead. He couldn't take, a dead man couldn't take another person's penalty. Because he was already suffering from the same penalty. Let's say my brother Luke here stole a car. And they caught him. And the penalty was 5 years in prison. And the judge said, I sentence you to 5 years. And then I said, Judge, wait. I will serve the 5 years for Luke. Set him free. The judge could look at me and say, Alain, you're already serving prison time for stealing a car. I can't take his place if I'm already suffering the same penalty. So Jesus had to be a man, and he had to be alive and sin free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death.
Romans 6:23.
The wages of sin is death.
Kwa maana mshahara wa dhambi ni mauti.
What does that mean?
Maana tiende nalo.
Well, we know what it means in terms of Adam and the rest of humanity. Adam sinned.
Adam not imoricho.
And death came to all of us. What happened when Jesus took upon himself the sin of the world? It means he took the penalty for sin. And what's the penalty for sin? Spiritual death. We have to understand that Jesus was fully man and alive. That he had that spirit life on the inside of him. So that when he took upon himself the penalty, we understand that he died spiritually in that moment. That means Jesus went to hell. And people teach that Jesus went to hell as a warrior. That Jesus went to hell and he beat up Satan. But Jesus went to hell as a prisoner. Because he took our place. He took your place. He took the place you deserved. He who knew no sin was made sin for us. And he took the full penalty of that. Jesus died spiritually. Psalm 16:10. David was speaking prophetically when he said, "You will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption." He's talking about Jesus.
No way from Jesus.
Speaking prophetically about Jesus going to hell in our stead.
No way can I be called to Jesus, never the Epigahena.
Jesus was born into the world of a woman, but of the seed of God. In him was life. But he took upon himself sin. And that life died.
No way.
And verse 6 of Romans 5 says that we were without strength. Which means that when Jesus died spiritually, he also was without strength. He went to hell without the ability to make a change to his situation. Says in Psalm 16:10 that he had faith in the Father that he would not leave him in hell. That the Father would raise him up out of that. Jesus had to suffer everything that spiritual death brought to humanity. He had to do that for us.
Hallelujah.
But glory to Jesus, he did not stay in hell. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Turn with me to Romans chapter 6. Starting in verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
Tuseme nini? Kudumu katika dhambi ili neema izidi.
God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Hasha, sisi tulioifia nami, tutaishije tena katika dhambi?
Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Hafahamu kuwa sisi zote tuliobatizwa katika Kristo Yesu, tulibatizwa katika mauti yake.
Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Basi tulizikwa pamoja naye kwa njia ya ubatizo katika mauti yake, kusudi kama Kristo alivyofufuka katika wafu kwa njia ya utukufu wa Baba, vivyo hivyo na sisi tuenende katika upya wa uzima.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Kwa maana kama mlivyo angikia naye katika mfano wa mauti wake, kadhalika mtaunganika na mfano wa kufufuka kwake.
Many people struggle with the knowledge of the fact or the notion or the belief that Jesus would have died spiritually. How can God die spiritually? I cannot accept that, they would say. But he had to die spiritually for us. In verse 5 here it says that if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be raised up in the likeness of his resurrection. Essentially meaning this. If Jesus only died physically, his resurrection was only a physical resurrection. And if we identify with his death, and his death was only physical, then my resurrection will only be physical. Your resurrection will only be physical. And we need far more than a physical resurrection. We need the life of God. Jesus went from spiritual death to spiritual life. And so when we put our faith in Jesus, an incredible thing happens. In an instant, we go from death to life as well. We're going to close in just a moment, but turn with me to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1, we'll start in verse 16. Paul saying about the Ephesians. He says that he ceases not to give thanks for them, making mention of them in his prayers.
Siachi kutoa shukrani kwa ajili yenu nikiwakumbuka katika sala zangu.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Mungu wa Baba yetu Yesu Kristo, Baba utukufu, awape ninyi roho ya hekima na ya ufunuo katika kumjua yeye.
So Paul is praying that they would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. That we would understand some things, not just in an intellectual level, but from our being outward. Saying about, in verse 18, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened.
Kwa sura ya 18 wanasema macho ya kuelewa kwetu ipate kufunguliwa.
Remember when Jesus was speaking with Nicodemus?
Kumbuka wakati Yesu alikuwa anaongea na Nicodemus.
Nicodemus asked questions, Jesus, how is it that you do these works?
Nicodemus akauliza kwa Yesu kwamba je nitawezaje kurudi kwa tumbo ya mama nizaliwe upya?
And Jesus said, you will not see the kingdom of God until you're born again. That seeing was more than just seeing things happen. It was to see what's happening and understand why it's happening and how it's happening. So Paul is praying that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. That we would understand the mysteries of God. So he says here, that you would understand, or that you may know the hope of his calling. And that calling, by the way, is when he called us from death to life. That calling is that. That we would come to salvation. And that we would know what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints is. And that we would understand. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty
power?
Paul's prayer is that we would understand the exceeding great power that God exercised upon us. This same power, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand. What Paul is saying is that the same power that God exercised upon Jesus in hell, spiritually dead Jesus, spiritually dead Jesus destined to an eternity in hell, that exceeding greatness of power was to raise him from that spiritual death back to spiritual life. And seated him again in heavenly places. That's what happened with us. In an instant of time that cannot be measured by man, we put our faith in Jesus. And in that immeasurable instant, our Father in heaven exercised great power, exceeding great power. And he took our spirit, which was spiritually dead, and he raised it back to spiritual life. And we have been seated with Jesus in heavenly places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am not a sinner saved by grace. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And if I weren't, I would not be seated in heaven with Jesus. Do you think there's any unrighteousness in heaven? Absolutely not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Colossians 1:18. Paul wrote and he said, Jesus was the firstborn from among the dead. When you say firstborn, it is because there are others who were born afterwards. He was not the firstborn from among the physical dead. Others had been raised from physical death to physical life long before him. The prophet Elijah had raised the dead.
And Elijah,
no, Jesus is the firstborn from among the spiritually dead. And he is the firstborn from among the spiritually dead because he has a whole pile of brothers and sisters. In John chapter 1 verse 14, speaking of Jesus, John said that Jesus was the only begotten of the Father. And again, he repeated himself in
3:16.
Jesus, the only begotten of the Father. But Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1 that the Father has begotten us again. We have been begotten of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. We are now born of an incorruptible seed. And we're
going
to learn more about that in the next lesson. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.